We're going to stay in the north with this news because on the line now is Professor Ulton Power, who's Professor of Molecular Virology at Queen's University, Belfast. A very good afternoon to you, Professor Power. Obviously, encouraging news for people across the UK and Northern Ireland today. But I suppose one of the issues that's been raised, questions been asked about the speed with which this approval has come, and can people who are going forward for this vaccine be confident about its safety? What's your own view?
So a couple of things there. The first thing, Brian, I want to reiterate very, very strongly is the major success that vaccines have had on our lives in the last century. We've ended up with the eradication of smallpox. Poliovirus is virtually non-existent in the Western world, and we've had major impact on measles, mumps, rubella, and a whole list of other diseases that were the scourges of our parents' and our grandparents' time. So this is the first thing to say, that vaccines have had and continue to have a major impact on infectious diseases. Specifically relating to this COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, the technology that was used to generate these vaccines has been under research and development for several years before we even knew about the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And basically what has happened is had what we term a plug-and-play system, whereby we identified very rapidly the antigen, the part of the virus that's likely to induce a good protective immune response very early on. And that's based on previous work that was done with the first SARS virus, SARS-CoV-1, in 2002 to 2003, and the MERS virus, coronavirus, from 2012. So it's not like we came into this completely in the dark.
Why would you...
The speed of this...
Yeah, I was just going to ask, it was to the question, issue of the speed of the approval that I wanted to turn. Why do you think it's been possible for UK regulators to come to this decision today, whereby, for example, European regulators, the European Medicines Agency, are saying perhaps it could be a couple of weeks before they'll be in a position to give this the green light?
That I can't answer because I don't know the specifics of either organization in terms of what they look at. I would imagine with the UK authorities, and this is obviously the MHRA is an independent evaluation body, they would have been talking with the company and receiving information and deep data from the the companies on a regular basis throughout the development process. And I guess they would have prioritized the development or the approval of the vaccine, if assuming that all of the data was correct, the safety was okay, and the efficacy was okay. Why the EMA has taken longer, I can't answer that at this stage.
This is a two-dose vaccine, and it's very important, one presumes, if people are going to achieve immunization, that they have the two doses, because it's only with the completion of the two doses that they have that protection.
Correct, yeah, it's a two-dose vaccine, and bear in mind for the two doses is a booster. So basically with the first dose will prime the immune system to respond to develop antibodies that are able to protect against the virus, and the booster then boosts that to a level that gives much longer and much more effective immunity against the virus. So that's really what the data that has been evaluated by the MHRA is after the two doses, showing that it's like 95% effective. So very, very exciting time.
Professor Ulton Power of Queen's University, thank you for that.